It's day 59 of the 60-day legislative session, but with session coming close to a close, a procedural move by Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala Wednesday may have blocked this year's effort to overhaul the state's pension system.
Well, the maneuvers that took place on the pension reform at this point look pretty promising. Unfortunately, we don't get real excited until the handkerchief falls on the final day, because they always maneuver to get what they want. So we're not giving up.
That's Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association, which represents thousands of teachers. Ford says while his group is taking a wait-and-see approach, they still appreciate Senator Latvala's efforts. Latvala was instrumental in causing the death of last year's pension reform effort. This year's pension reform effort, similar to last year's, essentially would have eliminated the traditional pension plan for newly elected officials under the Florida retirement system and would steer them into the other retirement option known as the 401k-style investment plan. It also would have changed the vesting period for newly hired employees and changed the retirement default from the current pension plan to the investment plan retirement option for those who hadn't picked either within 9 months of employment. That effort was later merged together with a non-controversial bill to reform a troubled local government pension system in the House over the objection of Democrats and public employee unions like the FEA.
The local pension issues, it's something that everybody's been working on for years in order to try and improve the current system. And that bill unfortunately got tied up with the state pension issue, which doesn't need any changes, doesn't need any reform. It's working fine. It's actuarially sound, and they just want to tinker with it because they want to, and there's no need. We have one of the best funded retirement systems in the country.
We always hear it said that it's in better shape than in some other states, and that it's true. It's funded roughly around 85%. Even so, the legislature has to kick in more money every year to see that it gets up to snuff and holds its level of funding and is actuarially sound, that it'll be able to pay the obligations.
That's Bob Sanchez with the James Madison Institute, a supporter of state pension reform.
As Yogi Berra once said, it's not over till it's over. However, it does appear that not much will be achieved this year in pension reform, and that's too bad, really.
Still, Sanchez says he hopes the legislature will revisit the issue.
You know, media pundits are always praising politicians who think of the next generation instead of the next election. This year we had some who are really doing that, the House Speaker among others, who wanted to save Florida from ever facing the kind of predicament faced by Detroit and some other places, Jefferson County, Alabama, and several cities in California, who have basically gone bankrupt and have been unable to fund their pensions.
And Trilby Republican Wilton Simpson, the bill Senate sponsor, shared similar thoughts.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of little things like you don't fix a roof, you know, when it's raining outside, right? You fix it before it rains. And I think that when you look at the pension bill, I think what I was wanting to do would have, in the future, it would have required, you know, would have been a whole better bill than what's going to maybe have to happen. Truth of the matter is, I hope I'm wrong.
Though Simpson's bill was on Thursday's Senate schedule, he confirmed that the effort would not be taken up this year. Still, he says it's not much of a victory for opponents of his effort. He's afraid the legislature will have to make drastic changes in the future because the pension system may not be as sound later on. As for House Speaker Will Weatherford, who made this a priority while he's been leader of his chamber, he remained upbeat following Wednesday's House session.
Nothing's ever dead until day 60, but there's no question that the bill is probably in some pretty big trouble. And, you know, when you try to take on big policy issues, you're not going to score on every single one. And so I'd be disappointed if the bill doesn't pass, but I still think overall we're having a fantastic session.
The standalone local pension reform bill recently passed the Senate and was sent over to the House to consider, and Weatherford says he's amenable to the idea. Meanwhile, Simpson says he too believes the House should take up the local pension bill, but will he bring back the state pension issue again?
You know, I don't anticipate that. What will happen now, we'll go back home, we'll go back to the district, and we will, we will formulate next year's plan based on the concerns from the district.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.